Pardon me if I'm a little bit skeptical, but there's a history here. For more than a decade, Canada's largest city has been trying to dump its garbage on its unwilling neighbors. So when I heard that Toronto's 2.5 million people weren't going to produce garbage anymore, I couldn't believe it. It's all about credibility. Reaching a zero-waste target isn't impossible, but it will require a level of consciousness that hasn't exactly been Toronto's trademark. And now they want to do something that no municipality has ever done, and that's eliminate garbage altogether. This is remarkable when you consider that until now the city's philosophy has been anywhere but here, even when anywhere doesn't want it. But a zero strategy won't work simply because you've run out of other options, and Toronto has. The city thought it finally found a solution to its garbage crisis by shipping it all to Michigan. But Michigan Governor John Engler has sent a letter to Toronto's mayor saying he doesn't want it either. So now they're stuck. So there's this great hope that becoming a zero-waste city will solve the problem. But in order to do that, there has to be a major paradigm shift. And that just isn't happening in Toronto. As long as they view garbage as something they don't want, they'll never get it. Here's why. The concept behind zero waste is that we stop looking at garbage as waste. Instead, it's considered a valuable resource stream that can be reused or recycled. But even with the best intentions in the world, achieving this kind of waste reduction has never been done at the municipal level. Cities like Ann Arbor, Michigan, that had one of the top 15 recycling programs in the U.S. last year, only managed to recycle a little more than half its garbage. That's a long way from zero waste. This isn't just about doing something different with your garbage. It's about shifting social values and re-engineering our cities. It's about the process, not the end result. If Toronto city officials can actually get their heads around that concept, they'll finally be on the road to responsible waste management.